Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And you guys, we are finally back.
Yeah, barely. I will apologize in advance. I will probably be coughing. I just popped two NyQuil because I didn't want to do it too soon because, well, maybe it would have been kind of fun. It could have been like, yeah, and then another thing happened. But anyways, we'll see how this goes. I'm going to try and not cough, but bear with me. Probably picked up some traveling germs. So sorry, that was my fault. I was gone for several reasons the last couple weeks, but we're back.
Yes.
We're excited, kind of. It's kind of part of my, for anyone that listens, that does not stalk the cast on social media, can I just make a quick suggestion? Maybe don't, because you're going to enjoy the show so much more. Because I was telling Holly, like, every year I'm super excited and pumped for the Pumped premiere. And this year I'm super excited for the show, but I'm also, like, I don't know, bitter, overexposed, angry. Like, and I realized the thing that's different this time is last year I wasn't even on Twitter, so I didn't follow anyone on Twitter. I really don't think I followed any of them on Instagram, definitely not Facebook. So I had no social media knowledge really outside of whenever Holly would update me. So I think because we're so into it, I've been like super so overexposed, and now I'm just like, I hate everybody. Like the yeah. world, not just them. I hate the world.
Yeah, oh, totally. But I have to say, this year, there's a huge difference than last year when I was following so closely, because I seriously knew every single thing that was going to happen on the show. Like,
that's
they
true.
Showed everything. So it was like having to watch it twice. And this year they're keeping secrets, but we're still able to uncover them.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of like a full-time job watching and comparing what's going on to what we know. And so that's kind of frustrating. But I also kind of applaud them because they're keeping some things secret.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I must have followed them on Instagram then, because I do remember, like, yeah, we already saw New Orleans. Yeah, we already saw the wedding. Like,
yeah,
we already know you're getting married, enough with the cliffhanger. So, yeah, I guess I did, just not to the extent I have this past year. So, you know, you guys, follow them moderately, and we'll try to do the dirty work for you so you can remain super happy fans. And I'm sure we will. I will be too, again, once the show starts. It's just been a long summer.
I am so excited, though, for it to start. It seems like yeah. We are just like have been waiting since forever. And it looks really, really good. Like, I have so many theories, but overall, I'm so excited. It looks good.
Yeah, we have theories. We're going to talk about them as we go through the trailer. I still am kind of sticking by. I think a lot of it, I don't know. I still think some of it is going to be fake and manufactured, just because, well, not just the social media posts, because I'm sure they're trying to throw us off, but what we saw in person, like several times, everyone was super happy getting along. So any fights that happen seemed planned.
Yeah, I mean, and I definitely think that at this point in the game, you know, we're on season six, it has to be manufactured to a point.
Yeah, that's true.
And
it does.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I think this season probably more than ever. And I think they're probably more on board more than ever too, because they're like, you know, season six, let's do this. Let's, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited for the start, because they basically started filming a couple weeks after that whole Europe shenanigans fiasco where,
yes.
So it could really kick off with a bang. So I'm excited about that for sure.
Yeah, along the way, I think there's going to be so many fun things that happen. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be good.
Lala's show never ended up happening. Shenanigans never happened. Like, I can already hear Stassi, because she already did that to Ariana. Like, I'm sorry, your podcast didn't work. Like, I'm sure she's saying that kind of shit to Sheena and Lala, I would imagine.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Because one of my theories is definitely that Sheena is on the outs this season. Based on several reasons, but one of them, so like Stassi was on her podcast, made some reference of, I mean, gross. I'm not one of those people that puts up giant canvases of myself on my walls. So obviously that's a dig to Sheena.
Yeah.
but also like super hypocritical because this girl posts selfies of herself every single day, like multiple selfies. And so does Sheena. But you can't call Sheena out for something when you're doing the exact same thing or more or worse.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's just hypocritical and vain, but I guess that's the definition of her. So don't know why I'm surprised. So then she kind of like, so yeah, I just think like she kind of threw her under the bus. And then I heard Kristen on Rachel O'Brien's. I only listen to that one when they have a cast member on. Again, research what we do for you guys, you pumpers. But
okay, I didn't listen to this one, so tell me about it. So she told why she left the Europe
trip. She said
trip
why she left
early.
Europe, and then she also made a kind of, I just, it was in her tone and delivery. She was saying something about Sheena, and she's like, well, you know, and then Sheena Shea or Sheena Marie or whatever the hell her name is now. Like, that's how she said it. So it sounded very dismissive and flippant, like, maybe they're not getting along that great.
Okay.
But I don't know. I was like, Sheena's okay. Mom still likes all of their stuff. And her, but she said, you know, they're all my kids and whatnot. She's a really nice lady to be so tolerant of, you know, how they treat her daughter sometimes. But
yeah,
I don't know. I just kind of get that feeling. And then again, today, Kristen posted a picture of her, Katie and Stassi, with the caption, "Witches put hexes on bitches." I always feel like these are directed somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
So I have a question about the Rachel O'Brien podcast. Did I read an article that said that Kristen told her story. And then at the end, Rachel said, okay, well, you did ruin my trip, but now I understand where you're coming from.
She did say that.
How would that ruin her trip?
Okay, see, that's where it was really dumb because Rachel never explained what was so traumatic for her and the others.
Yeah.
So basically, Kristen explained that she just gets anxiety in international travel because she just thinks of all the attacks. And Rachel said, yeah, but all the attacks lately have been here. And she's like, Kristen just said she feels more comfortable at airports that she knows, like Michigan or Florida. She said she got nervous in Vegas because she hadn't been to Vegas in 7 years, which I was shocked at. Anyways, so she said the international thing had freaked her out. The sleep thing, these girls in their jet lag, it's not that hard. Like, I'm way older than these girls, and they're like, we just could never get our groove back for a week. It's like, it's not that hard. It's not that different in your 20s. But Kristen said between the jet lag, you know, not being able to sleep, and she was drinking, and then the fear of like an attack just made her anxious and bitchy, and it was too much. And then the fact that they were supposed to go to Paris and she was going to get home and be home for basically a day to see her dogs and then have to go to Turks and Caicos, another international thing.
Right.
And I get that, like, to unpack.
Yeah,
do laundry.
I get that too. Maybe she was like pressured into going, like they bullied her into going, and then when she got there, she just freaked out. But when I read that Rachel said that, I get where you're coming from now, but you ruined my trip. Yeah. I was like, how would that, like, I guess because you maybe are feeling bad that she left, or like what could possibly be soiled?
They kept saying she acted like a psycho. She acted like a psycho, but they'd never would specifically say things she did.
Like, did they have to like miss a tour to take her to the airport? Did they have to...
No.
You know, like, what happened?
The only thing she would describe is she scared Rachel because she would see Kristen like sitting up against an open window, like rocking back and forth. And she was afraid she was going to fall out or jump. Like, that's all. But I don't know. She said she was like doing that because she was smoking. So that makes sense. Like, she's sitting by the window smoking. Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
So they didn't say anything specific that was psycho that she did that was so dramatic that Rachel kept saying it ruined her trip, and it was like she had to question their friendship, and it's like I didn't get it. So they really basically said nothing.
Weird.
Just anxiety. And
but I mean, what friend wouldn't be like a little more understanding of that? I mean, I get being annoyed, yeah, and being like, you really threw off the friend dynamic. Thanks a lot. You know, like that's, but like the way, I don't know, the way I read that, I was like, that's very strange, Rachel.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, so, weird.
In fact, I kind of understood Kristen's point more because she was going to this Turks and Caicos trip with Carter that, you know, she was looking forward to with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
She paid all this money.
Yeah.
And because, you know, she paid for it. And then being away from her dogs, which she's so attached to.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And just the whole packing, unpacking laundry. Like, I get it. It's just...
And regardless, like, I don't care how good of friends you are with everyone you're going with. When you travel with other people, if you haven't traveled with them before, or if there's something new they don't know you're thinking about, it makes it difficult. You can't relax.
Yeah.
It's, well, they said it just that adds too, to it.
Stassi and Rachel go to bed early, like 9 or 10 o'clock. Well, Kristen likes to stay up late.
Yeah.
And I remember Rachel saying that before, like, she was trying to sleep and all she kept hearing was clink, clink, clink was... Kristen constantly putting ice in her glass.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It's like that's with anything, any trip. You know, that's why you figure out who you travel well with.
And yeah.
It's like common sense.
Yeah.
Like, they should know this by now. They've been, it's her longest friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Like so, yeah. The whole thing is very surprising.
So it wasn't that exciting. It's, well, I guess speaking of Rachel, so then Stassi and Rachel went to Europe again. I don't know if you guys saw that because. You know, it was kind of hard to miss. He's like, don't blink, because if you missed a story, there's definitely not going to be like 900 more stories following it. So, yeah, hopefully you guys saw all that because it was compelling. Like, basically, they just videotaped themselves the entire day, every day in every country. So, you know, I don't know how much they really lived, but they did videotape a lot. So good for them. They've got their own little... movie for the rest of their lives.
That, and then it's like it's the same thing on each person's social media.
Yeah, that, well, they do the same story and then the same pictures, and then enough with the nope, we're not dating. I know it looks like we are. It's like, dude, people go on trips with their friends, like, and just as, oh, we're not lesbians. Like, A, I know you know there's nothing wrong with that, but that's just. Is that funny? Like, I don't get it. And they keep like, we're single. No, we're not together. And it's like the same picture.
And it's like, oh, you guys almost tricked us. We almost thought that like that you guys were a couple. That we thought that was going to be the new storyline for season six.
Yeah.
Is Rachel actually going to have more of a part this season by being your
lesbian lover?
Yeah.
Well, no, she's not, because remember, it's now once again the year of Stassi being single. Just like last year, which was a lie.
Yeah. I'm having a really hard time with Stassi. I just listened to her latest podcast with Katie, and she said that she went to a tarot card reader, and the tarot card reader told her that she was going to be single for a year. And the fact that, like, we're having to hold her hand through this again after she told us this was going on last year, and we thought that she's single. It's the year of yes. Let's see, you know, oh, this guy went down on her 7 times. Oh, no, but then he didn't text her back. Okay, let's move on to the next guy. Oh, she's single Stassi just ripping through the guys. This is so fun. Oh, she got kicked off of Raya. This is just a knee slapper. Now we're supposed to go through this again after she lied to us and she was actually with Patrick.
I lied to Andy Cohen on the reunion.
Like, and
yes,
like
single AF Andy.
If Bravo does anything with her on with this single storyline, I refuse. This podcast will not cover it because I refuse to turn it on and endorse her her single life.
Like, it's a relationship show kind of thing.
Oh, did you see that's premiering on the same night that
he was on, like, the Today Show? I'm like, what? Who was Shep on the Today Show? Like, the world's going to hell. I don't know.
So December 4th, we're getting hit with a double whammy of Vanderpump Rules. And
then Stassi said her and Kyle from that stupid show Summer House have a show. I don't think I believe it. I think they were just, like, fucking with us. And if they were doing something, but I think it was some kind of Bravo promo. And if anything, it's like... a little, probably like one little special or something. I don't think it's like an actual show or series. She is in Texas right now doing some kind of Bravo promo because she's with Brandy and Stephanie from Dallas Housewives. And then I saw like a Steppen repeat or release, as Craig would say, in the background with like her and then like other people. So it's obviously some kind of promo event. So I'm guessing that's what she did with Kyle. If she and Kyle have a show, I will like probably move out of the country and just start watching Real Housewives of Australia. I don't know. Maybe I'll work in a restaurant down there and start my own Vanderpump Rules.
I just feel like, you know, once again, like I can't get on board with anything that she says because I don't believe her. And speaking as someone who believed everything she said, and I felt very badly for her during the year of Yes, to hear that it was all a lie. And then, you know, that she was like nervous to tell her listeners that was hurtful and bullshit. Like, we invest a lot of time to listen to her podcast, and it's annoying.
Yeah,
it's totally annoying.
Everyone's like empathetic to her, and like everyone, like her whole fan base, like sends her uplifting, positive, oh come on, hang in there, girl. And look, the whole time she's lying to them. It's like, you just wasted all of these people's time that are trying to support you. But whatever, she keeps doing her little hashtag never forget thing. Like, it's so funny, which I just think is something you probably shouldn't use for frivolous things. But so she keeps doing that. And then Rachel on that same podcast said something about how she was acting weird. She's like, yeah, I was acting like an Asperger's weirdo. Like, that's not offensive. Oh my God.
That's like,
why don't you just say you're acting like a retard?
Yeah. Very, very, very stupid.
Yeah. I don't, whatever. But she's not getting roasted like
no
others.
Because no one
can. Okay, so I already talked about that. Lala. Well, I mean, it's basically out. She's doing everything but showing him full frontal. Randall. Did you guys know that Randall was Mark Wahlberg's personal assistant in the 80s? Found that nugget a little interesting. Hello, Randall Emmett. Go check it out. He's like a wacky goofball. It's really weird. Like, we kind of have this image, oh, he's like this high-powered exec movie producer. He's hanging out with Scorsese and all these people. But he's like a jokester. I mean, we did see that Uber thing he did, which I did think was funny. But he's just not like what I pictured. But I guess I can see them together because she's like that. So anyways, yeah, I mean, obviously Lala's now talking about parenting and hanging out with his kids, and now she's been filming a movie all summer. I don't know. That's all that's really been going on. Nothing exciting's been happening. No one's been doing it for me.
Yeah, I felt like in the days leading up to when the trailer released or whatever it's called, it was like super quiet. And yeah, little by little, people have been doing stuff. And I feel like the tweets that are going out now and the dumb articles that are being generated from, like, some of them are even like Us Weekly and stuff, like, which really surprises me. Like, it'll be like the truth about Tom and Katie's relationship, and it's still like, there's nothing in it. There's like no substance, nothing new. And I can't believe that, you know, that's even published. But yeah, it's been, I don't know. I'm excited for the season to start. But it's still fun watching their social media to see if they slip up.
Yeah. So, I mean, we might as well get into we have some theories on the trailer. Do you want to start with your points of the trailer, because I think you had better points, and then I'll make sure that the other stuff we talked about we don't forget.
Okay, so I wanted to go scene by scene for the trailer, but once I started sitting down and like writing it down for how I wanted to dissect it, I don't know, it didn't go piece by piece. But so basically, in the beginning, and any of you pumpers that know this, let us know, but does anyone know the song that was playing in it? It was like, 1, 2, 3, go! It's the hour! Like, it was something like that. Like, I actually, the first second that I heard it, I thought, holy hell is at Sheena, because she has teased that she's going back into the studio to lay down some tracks. And I was like, whoa, is that her? But upon further investigation here at Sarah's house, we don't think it was her. It sounded too good. So Lisa starts out and she's like, okay, you know, it's the calm before the storm. And it just like breaks into a montage of them just going nuts. There's a scene at the Sky Zone, which, you know, we know that Bravo has a connection there since Jesus Juggs owns that bounce house. This Alexis Bellino from the Real Housewives of Orange County. They're there and they're bouncing and having fun. They're having a blast throwing balls at each other and doing flips. They show a scene from the Pride Parade. They show them in Mexico. They show them in Big Bear doing flips off of cliffs. And they show Jax in some pink boy shorts. They show that Lala is friends with Katie. James is friends with Jax. You know, Lisa and Stassi are having a convo at the table. It looks like, are they working together again? They're breaking ground at Tom Tom. And, you know, just like old times, Stassi, T. Sandy, and Jax are working together. And, you know, they're, you know, flipping each other off. And then we have the rival birthdays. We have Ariana's birthday. We have Stassi's birthday. Same night. We have hate fucking coming from Jax and Brittany. We have Lisa being called a gangster bitch. It looks like we have an appearance from Lala's mom. I think that was her sitting next to her. We have Lala saying that your man made out with my friend to someone. We don't know who she's talking about. We'll give our theories on that. We have Katie crying and saying, what did I do to deserve this? We have Stassi saying, if you decide to break up with me, can it not be tonight? Not over this. We have Jax working with like a is it called Reiki? Instructor who's like tapping on his forehead and is like, I am full of rage. Yeah. And once again, like I actually listened to this a couple of times without looking at it. I only listened to the sound like as I was driving, like I just listened to it over and over. And I swear I could hear more things than if I was watching it because I was distracted. But Jax is like hurling the same things that he has been saying. Like it's always his same little argument. Like, worry about yourself. You're not perfect. You know, it's always like his same little thing.
Or like, I pay the bills. I'll decide what I do and when I do it and who I do it to. It's like, okay, the same old shit. I don't know. I don't know why Brittany just doesn't be like, let's split the rent so that he can't ever say that shit. But whatever. That looks fun. Their relationship finally looks fun to me because they're fighting and perhaps some violence erupts. And he did say that this season is going to be probably the hardest on him and he's going to probably have the most haters ever. So really looking forward to that. Obviously, we all know they're still together. So not that exciting. But I'm sure it's going to be more than the little teaser where they, you know, Ariana's like, let's just break up then. Like, you know, that probably was just a minor little, they're not breaking up. They probably weren't even close, which is good. I mean, we don't want them to break up. But I think the real drama will be with Jax. And it does look like there's some drama with Katie and Tom in the alley, but she sounded drunk. So I think she's saying, you know, I think she's bringing up Vegas again because he's like, I told you, I don't even know what happened or whatever. But Holly has a theory. So let's talk about one of the theories. So when we were interviewing Jeremy, we asked how Faith was. And he's like, oh, whoa. And we're like, oh, is she still around? He's like, no. And we're like, oh, what happened? He's like, and he kind of starts laughing. He's like, you'll just have to watch and see. So, like, something went down, he alluded to. So we're wondering if Lala was talking about that when she was, like, yelling at Ariana and Sheena, like, my friend, your man slept with my friend. We're wondering if it's Faith that slept with or made out with either the one of the guys, which I have a hard time believing, but maybe one of the peripheral characters, like maybe one of their other like sir waitress friends, boyfriends is what I'm maybe guessing. I just don't see her and hooking up with Schwartz, but maybe what Holly, like, I guess I missed this because I kind of was off social media, but they make it appear like Lala saying Rob cheated on Sheena with one of Lala's friends, but Sheena went on and said that we weren't talking about me or Rob, right?
Well, she made it a point to say, wait to see. Like, she didn't directly deny it, but she basically said, you don't know exactly what we're talking about. And so that right there caught me because I totally thought that's what they were talking about. And so then I was like, And this whole time, ever since we've spoken to Jeremy and we just happened to accidentally ask about Faith and we uncovered this whole storyline, I've been wondering how the hell it's going to fit in because we haven't seen her around. We don't see how she would fit in with any of the characters. But somehow there is this huge, you know, rock the boat storyline going on with her. So we're trying to figure out who it could possibly be about. Is it going to be something that happened in the past that they're going to try to bring up? Is it something current? I mean, she's looking smoking hot. She's hanging out with Lala, you know, James, Ariana. We're trying to figure out. So I don't know. I definitely think that it is about Faith, though. I think that that is how it's going to. Somehow she's involved. I think that, but I don't know with who. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it would match with Schwartz either, but I don't know. Maybe it does. And then I don't know what they're talking about. Like, what does Ariana have on her phone? What is in question her phone? You know, when she's like yelling with T. Sandy, she's like, it's not on my phone. You know, it's like, what? What isn't on your phone? Yeah. So that was really interesting. And then the other scene that is just, I actually like shook my head at this. I read other people's reaction to seeing this scene and they rewinded it 15 times and literally laughed out loud during the scene. But when Jax throws the phone at the end of the scene and then Schwartz says that, oh, like, wait, that's my phone. I need it. To me, like, that wasn't funny. It was like another one of like their like stupid things. And I just like eye rolled and was like, oh, fuck, like not this again. Like, I can't do this again this season with Schwartz.
Yeah. Like, hey, man, Bubba, was that mine? I needed that. Like, oh, Schwartz.
And is it going to be like, I need that because I manage a restaurant now, Jax. Like, people are counting on me. And then, like, now he's not going to be able to get a phone call because Jax threw his phone. And then Lisa's going to be upset. And, you know, he's not reliable. And he's not reliable to Katie. And, ugh. Yeah. So, I don't know. But it was just jam-packed with info. And it looks good. But I still don't see how they are going to... Oh, yeah. Okay. The other thing that I did stop and rewind one part of this trailer, and that was when Stassi says, you know, around here, where there's smoke, there's fire. And it's a quick cut, but you see James like whispering in someone's ear and like kind of hugging on them. And so I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Back up. Okay, it's not a girl, it's a guy. So, boom, you know, they're going to say that James is having some kind of, you know, relationship with a man. And, which is great. Like, let's West Hollywood it up a little bit. Like, I can't believe that there isn't some sort of storyline like this. It would make it, that's what makes West Hollywood so fun and so electric. And I would love to see them introduce something like that in. But well, they're Billy Lee. Yeah, that wasn't hot to me though. But so okay, yeah. So anyways, the person who we are pretty sure that he was hugging on was Logan. And this person I actually thought was like Lala's assistant, but we found out that it's actually this person is closer to James, which would make sense. And from Jeremy. So there's another little thing that is debunked by I guess what we found out, what we know. So that's kind of a bummer. I was hoping that it was someone else. I actually thought it was this other guy, but still, we'll see. I guess we have to see what happens, how it unfolds, but that's another prediction. It's Logan.
Yeah. I don't think it was a kiss. I think they were trying to make it look like that. I think he was telling the guy something in his ear, and it's his good friend, longtime buddy. So I think they're just, that was just editing, and, you know, it would have been fun if it was something else, but not buying it. Plus, we know he's still with Raquel. You thought it was the new server they hired, which you think is gay. He's smoking hot, but like his Instagram's like all dudes.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Andrew.
I thought that's. That's okay. Well, you're finding that. So the other thing is Stassi's coming back as an event planner for Lisa. Sure. This is like Katie being Lisa's assistant. It's just, it's kind of desperate. It's, this is how she gets airtime. Like, obviously Lisa's pushing for her to get more airtime, obviously more than Kristen. So whatever. What's his name? Oh, Adam Paul's spot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go check it out. Adam Paul's spot. Oh, wait, Spot Megrim? Whatever. Go check it out. He's hot. Yeah. And so are his friends. So Holly made a really good observation. So we know Stassi's supposed to be coming back as an event planner for Lisa, which we know is crap because like she failed on the one excursion where she was assisting an event, like a tiny little photo shoot at Lisa's home, and failed that. But Holly made a good observation is when we were there and they were filming, they had every, this is when James was spinning and it was like a huge night for him. So this was the event and they had Stassi come in like last carrying speakers like, oh my God, someone forgot the speakers. Stassi, you're the event planner. Run back and get them. The show can't go on without the speakers. Like, so we think that's what they're going to try and pitch. But you guys have to know, the show had already been going for an hour and a half. He had all of his equipment. It was a stage scene. We watched her walk in. We watched the camera guys go, here, carry this. And she's like, are you serious? Do I have to do this? So she has like cables around her neck, right? And she was like carrying speakers. And we're like, wow, why are they making her do that? Like they didn't make, all the other girls had walked in before her separately. Like Kristen walked in and then they had like Ariana and Sheena and then Lala walked in separately or right behind Sheena. It's like, and then Stassi gets to carry all that. So now this ties in. They're making it seem like she's the event planner for James's thing. Someone forgot the speakers. It's all fake. I'll let you comment since that was your observation.
Yeah, so I guess we are supposed to believe that Stassi is in charge of coordinating the See You Next Tuesday events, which is just laughable. During the filming, when this was happening, I saw them hand her this equipment and she right away complained that it was heavy and annoying. And I actually took a video of this. I think I've posted it, but I'll post it again and put my theory up there. But, you know, she was like straightening her back and like uncomfortable, like holding this equipment. And so I was like, how is that making sense that she's walking in, she's trying to walk in holding DJ equipment? Like I could not put it together as to what the hell they were possibly doing, since I was watching the DJ session live and I watched, there was absolutely no reason for her to be having that stuff. And she, and just in typical Stassi fashion, she was annoyed by it. Like the fact that Lisa thinks that it's going to work, her being an event planner, is the funniest thing that I've, like I didn't realize that we're really introducing comedy into this show, because first of all, she doesn't like to work. She doesn't like to do anything. So I cannot believe that she would take on this extra thing. She doesn't like to be at Sir. So
Kristen would be better. She's controlled.
Yeah, Sarah is saying Kristen would be better. Sorry, you guys. We are struggling with one mic tonight. We will get this fixed, but we're sharing right now. So, and we both have so much to say. Okay, so what else do we have to say about... What else did I have to say? Okay. And then I just quickly wanted to tap on when Brittany goes to wail on Jax in this little segment. Like, I cannot. Like, the fact that they got that on camera, the fact that, like, she is being pushed to that level is just, like, crazy. And then I can't help but flash back to the fact that, I don't know if, I believe she said it out of her own mouth on a podcast, and Aaron himself kind of alluded to something like this too. Like, I think this is kind of her thing, that she gets physical with, I think that when she fights that she can't help but, like, just like, not saying like that she hits people or whatever, but I think that it's not far-fetched. Like, this possibly has happened before. Yeah, she never releases. Yeah, she always holds, everything's hidden behind that smile and the, you know, the can-do Kentucky attitude. But yeah, I don't know. So I can't believe that Jax pushed her that. And then I rewound that part too. The look on Jax's face when she's coming for him, like, he looks like a battered wife. Like, he, like, shields his face, and, like, you know, like when you, like, go to hit a dog and, like, you can tell they've been hit before or something, and they move away from you, like, whoa, like, I was petting you. It was like that. So that's crazy. Shoot, I forgot where else I was going with that, but yeah, that just looked sad and crazy, and I can't imagine what it would be like to have, like, all of that out there for everyone to see. And yeah, I don't know. I wonder how much of, you know, they're going to bring into the begin, like, are they going to right away get into the problems from their show, from their spinoff show? Like, how are they going to play this? Because they've stayed silent since their show. I mean, all they've been doing is defend. We're still together. We're still together. We're still together. We're still together. When everyone has questioned it, it looks like there's definitely going to be some turmoil this season. And well, let's just jump into the fact that, okay, so if you guys didn't know, there's updated bios on all of the cast members on Bravo.com under Vanderpump Rules. Just go to About and boom, it's right there. And in Brittany's bio specifically, it kind of lets us know that, you know, there may be some sort of issue, because it says what we've all been thinking from the beginning, that, you know, she's way better than... then she knows. Let's see. Okay. Kentucky sweetheart Brittany Cartwright is finally settling into Los Angeles. Not only is she prized for her strong work ethic at Sir, she has also built a strong bond with the girls in the group. When Brittany and Jax hit a rough patch, she dedicates herself to becoming the best girlfriend she can in an attempt to mend their relationship. As her friends and family rally around her, Brittany slowly learns that there are a multitude of options, both romantically and otherwise, for a pretty Kentucky girl in the big city of LA.
Yes. That's amazing. I love that. Yeah, I had to go back and look at the trailer because I missed it when everybody saw it. So I went to Bravo and saw all these bios. after I watched the trailer. But I missed Britney's. I didn't finish it because I saw the beginning. But that's amazing. I hope that there's a lot of men dangled in front of her that Jax gets to see, because she does have every option in the world.
Yeah, and what I like about this too is it's not only is this bio letting us know that romantically and otherwise, I'm wondering if some other like career opportunities are going to be brought to her feet, which Jax loves her feet, and maybe that could possibly, like, I wish there was a way that she could earn more than him, just for like, even if it's just one diff eyewear posting or something, where it's like she feels empowered, you know, over him. So I think that that would be really interesting. Okay, so I also wanted to touch on a couple of things that we know are coming up that maybe you guys have forgotten about or other podcasts have forgotten about. So we have new players this season. We have two new boyfriends on. We have Patrick, who's going to make an appearance, who I am so excited to see, because obviously we know that they broke up. I mean, how amazing is that they broke up on the show? Like, I read someone say, like, it's actually, he did her a favor by breaking up with her on the show. Like, he made people feel sorry for her again.
Do you really think that's where he broke up with her?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were done filming by then. Oh.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it's Sir. That looks, it looks like different stairs to me.
Because, I mean, they said he was going to film a little bit, but I don't think he did, because we heard Ariana on the one podcast saying that she's never seen him, never met him. So obviously he didn't film with any of them. So that would make sense. That wasn't it, Sir. So you think that breakup is the breakup? I thought it was too, because I thought they were, well, I thought filming was kind of wrapped, like, yeah, it was like 2 weeks before, and that's why they could go to Mexico, because they both had that week off for the first time ever. So I think it might be like a precursor. Like, he's obviously been thinking about it for a while, so they probably had a fight and he did it, but it's probably something like when he finally did it, that was it. But obviously it shows he's been thinking about it for a while.
Yeah, I guess that was dumb for me to think that it would be on camera.
I don't think you'd do that.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. So anyways, I read a comment where someone was like, wow, he really did her a favor by doing that. Like, it's like, now she'll have the sympathy of America. But,
that's a good point.
But why would he make himself a villain? I don't think anyone would think he's a villain. I mean, I think that anyone would,
I think she knew what was happening. I think she sensed it was coming. I did this with a job one time. Like, I sensed things were brewing in the office, so I just stopped going. I just started, like, telecommuting. And they're finally like, you got to come in. Like, everything's shifting. And, yeah, of course it was what I thought. But I was just avoiding the situation. And I kind of think that's her. Like, I think she's been sensing something in this scene, and it's like, oh God, please don't do it now. Please don't do it now. And maybe she's like, please don't do it tonight, because they're filming. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, well, okay, now I'm excited. Thank you. Because we don't know. Could be one or the other.
The stairway that she's crying in looks so familiar to me. I actually felt like it looked like the Queen Mary. Like, in, like, the, like, when you go down, like, the, like, one of the side things over there. But that can't be right. But, yeah, I can't wait to see. And then, okay, the other, okay, so our big questions. Faith, you know, how does she fit into this? And Jeremy, how is Jeremy going to fit into this? The other main bombshell that's dropped in these bios is that Ariana, you know, has some conflict. So here, let me read her bio really quick. Okay. While her boyfriend Tom moves forward in his career, Ariana struggles as her old insecurities and self-confidence issues resurface. Despite the support of friends Sheena and Lala, Ariana's tension with Stassi, Katie, and Kristen continues to mount when they question the character of someone she loves. Ariana wants nothing more than to keep her distance, but since Katie is married to Tom's business partner, Ariana is forced either to put her own anger and feelings aside or risk destroying her boyfriend's business relationship. Okay. So to me, that is the Jeremy Maddox part for, it sounds like that's possibly going to come into question. So while they were in Europe, which I don't think was filmed, there was a tweet that was sent out about Ariana's brother, Jeremy. And in that, Stassi called him out for a domestic violence issue that he had. And in a really, really low blow sort of way. And I'm sure that that's what they're going to bring up. I'm sure they're going to call into, because it says they're calling in his character into question. I'm sure that's what they're going to talk about. And we haven't really talked about our interview with Jeremy, but we're going to. We're going to do a whole separate podcast on that, of what we thought of him, how the interview went. Because, I mean, you guys, it is so juicy. And it was such an amazing interview. We had such a good time. But it also... Oh, yeah. And Sheena's wedding photographer was there, and Pirate was there. Shout out to Pirate. But anyways, after getting to meet Jeremy and seeing him, we've seen him a couple times, but I don't know. I have a different opinion on that whole situation. And I'm not going to lie, I was very judgy on it in the beginning. When Stassi tweeted that article, I was like, oh my God, what a piece of shit. Like, why did Lisa hire this, you know, girlfriend beater? That's what I thought. But Ariana and him both came out saying there are two sides to the story. That's not, you know, everything that happened, blah, 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 blah. And I kind of dismissed that. After I met him, I kind of changed my mind. Also, we've done our own research. And I think that there's more to the story than what's being shared. And I'm sure that that's going to come out. But so we'll let that come out the way it is. But just if you are interested in that, just Google around a little bit more. And I think you can find more to the story than what Stassi put out there. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I definitely read a ton of stuff on, obviously, there's a whole other side and it makes a lot of sense. But like, I don't want to bring stuff up that especially, you know, I don't, when it's not true or whatever it is, it is. But when it's brought up on the show, and we did tell Jeremy when he left, it's like, hey, let's talk, like, once, you know, we'll see what scenes they start airing of you. If you want to comment on anything or correct anything, we're happy to, like, air this out for you. So definitely if something like that does, if they do air that and Stassi calling him out on shit, I'll definitely reach out so that he can, you know, share whatever he wants to share. We've definitely learned a lot. And so I know it's like a big bullshit thing that happened, but definitely a low blow for someone that doesn't even know the story to tweet that out. But that's obviously what happens with the Ariana loved one thing. It's obviously him. More on the why I think Sheena is on the outs, because it actually even says in hers, I already thought she was on the outs. But reading the bio, she's like, Sheena is involved in uncovering a hurtful secret Katie unleashes. So she obviously uncovers a hurtful secret, perhaps involving Katie, because then Katie unleashes a secret of her own in retaliation. Katie wants to mend her relationships at Sir and bury any old grudges, despite Sheena's insistence that Katie is still up to her spiteful and hurtful ways. So there's obviously some back and forth on that. I don't know what the hurtful secrets will be, Perhaps it's involving Faith. Perhaps it's involving Shay, who we kind of think will be making an appearance. And he's definitely not going to be on the show, but he may surface at least briefly. And then the other thing would be Kristen's saying basically she's back to her old Kristen self and putting herself in the middle of everyone else's relationships. She's trying to break Jax and Brittany up because she thinks he's, you know, not good enough for her, which is true. But then everyone, I guess, is saying she's just meddling because she's trying to hide her own issues with Carter, especially after a drunken night in Mexico. So who knows if she, like, cheats on Carter, or she probably just kisses some dude at a bar. I don't know. Obviously her and Brian are still together, so don't really care. Don't know, don't care, but maybe it'll make for some good TV. We will see. But what I'm having a little trouble with is, like, then all these guys are quoted in little videos on the Bravo site. Like, Schwartz said it's the most intense season ever. Like, really? Even more than last season or more than season two? Stassi says it's the most dramatic season ever. Like, what is this Chris Harrison bullshit? There's no way it is more shocking or dramatic than the Kristen Stassi Jax thing, or even season one with, like, Laura Lee and Frank. I mean, and then the wedding issues, like, I'm not buying it.
I know. I actually get a little bit nervous when they start saying this is the best one yet, because they said that about last season. And last season was okay. Last season was hard because, once again, we saw it all on social media, and, like, there wasn't much drama in a freaking wedding that shouldn't happen. You know, it was just like, ugh. It's like it would have been dramatic if the wedding got called off. That would have been dramatic. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, what I would like to see out of this season, I would like to see Ariana propose to Tom. I would like to see... I would like to see, like, Stassi, like, tell the truth. I would like to see Jax, I'd like to see his, like, head shrink a little bit. Physically, like, it's so big. His head is so big.
And inside, too.
Yeah, both. Like, I'd like to see him have, like, some spiritual growth. Not even that. Like, I'd like to hear him, like, have some different lines. Like, he's like a child. He's just, like, such a child. Yeah. Like,
I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah, I know you are, but what am I? Don't look at me. Don't. Worry about yourself, man. Hands to yourself.
Love the mute button.
Ugh. Hockey. God. So overall, we are so excited for December 4th, and we enjoyed so much our interview with Jeremy. And right after that interview happened, you guys, just so you guys know, Sarah and I got so busy, and then, you know, we had something happen and things got crazy, but now we're back on it. But after that interview, I was so inspired to do more. And I really liked the idea that our podcast was kind of like, we're finding out, like, the kind of like the off stories. Like, I loved talking to him. He's not a main character, but we got so much out of it, and true fans got so much out of it. So we are working on some other interviews that you guys will just, like, freak out over. We're messaging people. So it's in the works, but that was so much fun. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, totally. And then we didn't even know till the end. So he brought a couple of friends with who were amazing and so much fun. But at the end, he's like, yeah, this is Edmund. This is, you know, Sheena's wedding photographer. We're like, what? The infamous wedding photographs? This is amazing. But he has kind of been helping and mentor and inspire Jeremy, because Jeremy's really into... and then Pirate was in the one scene where James gets in that fight, and you tell it.
Well, it's when he gets busted, and they put him in a headlock. That was these guys. It was Edmund who actually did it. So Yeah. So Sheena's wedding photographer. So anyways, for our interview, Jeremy walks up with these guys and we're like, at first we're like, oh my gosh, we are like a little bit thrown off, but they brought the best energy and everything to the interview. It was so cool and it was so fun getting to talk to them. We're super excited to work with them again in the future. And actually, I have some more ideas for that. But yeah, so it was, I really hope you guys all got to check out that interview. If you haven't, search for it on our thing and give it a listen. And I also think you guys should all give Jeremy a little bit more of a chance. I saw that we got some tweets that were, you know, people were calling us out for having him on the show and stuff. Again, I would just say have an open mind. There's two sides to every story. And again, we did not ask him about this, what is in question, what Stassi brought up. We did not bring it up. We didn't ask about it. We've done our own research. We didn't feel it was proper at this time to ask about this. So it's not like we know something and we're not telling you. We honestly, we don't know. But just from, you know, meeting him and everything, I don't know.
Well, there were some articles that explained both sides. So, I mean, I have a different opinion just on things I've read that made a lot of sense. But definitely if it's going to be brought up on the show, then it's fair game and everyone has, you know, deserves to tell their own, you know, side of the story. So we'll deal with it if it's brought up on the show, which it probably will be. That's probably one of the stones Stassi throws at Ariana. Everyone, it's Ariana. That's how Jeremy says it. It's her brother. So let's go with Ariana, even though he really likes Adriana. He says that's the realest one. Yeah. Say it how you like. She doesn't care, but he says Ariana. So just a little 411 for you. Inside scoop.
I have such a hard time saying that. Ariana. I don't know. I say it wrong every time anyways. But you guys, I think that's it for this podcast. As things keep coming out, we will bring you more info. And again, we will sit down. We want to tell you all about the Jeremy interview because I seriously think we could go on for an hour about that. We'll talk about that and all the other stuff that we have in the works. Also, we'll be heading up to LA soon to get up in there and see what's going on. We're going to be looking for that TomTom location for you guys. And yeah, so stay tuned, stay with us. We can't do this podcast without you guys. We totally love hearing from you, interacting with you. It's not fun talking to ourselves. We love talking to you guys. So we apologize we've been gone for so long, but we are back. We're here for you to be your number one source for all things Vanderpump Rules. So we hope you guys will take that ride with us. And as always, you can leave us a voicemail at 805-VANDER-8. You can email us at VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com. Anything you want us to cover. You guys have given us amazing topics that have just been so much fun. Hit us with some more. Any questions that you have, anything you want to say. If any of you want to be a guest on the podcast, reach out to us. Call into our phone number and we will be happy to have you on. We'll schedule it. We are here for you guys. So thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.